Okay, welcome to a special Valentine's, I guess, edition of Shut Up. The unofficial Hunter Hunter podcast. This is episode 22. I am your authoritative co-host, Dame Dr. Foxy Brown. And I'm joined by Bullet Beast.
Why, hello, my lovelies.
Is that your best like late night radio show host
Why,
voice?
yes.
Okay. And some guy who apparently got lucky on Valentine's Day.
I didn't get lucky. It's technically Taco Tuesday.
Okay.
But I'm not
Taco
celebrating.
Tuesday.
Okay.
I am
Yes.
celebrating Taco Tuesday
Sure.
today.
Yes.
And two, if we're playing this submissive host thing, I will only speak when I'm spoken to.
Oh.
I would love to see you keep that up.
I will try my best.
Okay. So we have no news, I gather.
Are you asking me?
Oh, I'm telling
Like,
you.
can I talk? No, yeah, well, we have ratings news. Basically, we got the same rating as last week.
It still 10th place?
Yep, still 5%.
Yay,
Was it
consistency.
5 last week? I thought it was 4 something.
No, I thought it was 5. It's in the parentheses. It gives, like, the thing that I love about these rating things is that it gives you the rating from last week, so I only have to open the latest one as well. So, like, it gives you, like, a comparison so you could see.
I seriously have too many toys on my desk. Because if you could see what I'm doing right now.
Are you, well, when we were talking earlier before it was recorded, you not you what is it like you not you didn't decapitate, you split a man in half.
I split a small child in half, yes.
A
Like he's.
Are you
Small child in
making
half.
the small child and another child kiss or something?
No, because. Well, I could. Because almost.
Yeah. I
Almost
know.
all of the characters are on my desk, and I could if I wanted to, but no, I was bending his legs because on the box he's pictured jumping with one of the portals beneath him and one of the portals in front of him. But that's physically impossible for me to do because I can't hold him up in midair.
Forever.
Yeah, so I was bending his knees back, and then I was holding the top half of him with the other hand for some reason, and it just snapped apart. And like for a second, I went, oh, fuck. Then I realized, wait, it has a little circular bit that you put down into the hole, so if you care, my
So
toy
it's
that.
meant to go through the portal.
No, because these portals are not bigger than his body. I don't understand what's going on here. Like he could stand on top of the portal and like cover the whole thing. I don't
Oh.
as in proportionally it would never work. He also can't hold his head up, which is hilarious. Considering
That's sad.
the size of his hat, which they apparently decided to make of heavy material, because that's genius. Anyway, episode 19 of Hunter Hunter is called "Can't Win, Can't Lose," and it's about the fourth round, fourth, final, fifth round, I guess, of the Hunter exam. And if you remember the way last week ended off, Natero was showing the other examiners this thing he'd drawn up, and they reacted with surprise. So now he's in front of the other of the Hunter candidates, and he's showing them this thing he drew. They look pretty bored because it's just basically your standard tournament bracket setup. So everyone's like, "Oh, okay, so only one person wins," and he's like, "No, that's not what I said at all." And the idea that makes it different from your ordinary tournament setup is that only one person loses. The person who eventually makes it to the top means they've lost every match they had, and they don't get to be a hunter, but everyone else does. Which is cool, I guess. And he peels off. Are we really doing this?
You said so.
I don't mean you. You need to stay quiet. I mean, Bullet Beast. He's not talking.
Oh, okay.
So,
Yes, it's a very wonderful bracket, and I hope, in my heart of hearts, I just wish Pockle would do things.
before his untimely end. So, How many girls even attempted this exam? One? Because it seemed like everyone else was a guy.
Yeah.
So the one girl who they screwed over in the last part of the exam.
Yeah, because Sniper Chick ended up being Sniper Dude, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, one of them notices, and I forget who, that not everyone has the same amount of chances to qualify. Some people have two. Everyone has a minimum of two, but some people have up to five. And Killua demands that Netero explain how they got to this point, and Netero says no. Sort of shouts no at Killua. And he says, but we will sort of explain a little bit of our methodology. And he goes on and says that they rated them according to three things: physical strength, mental strength, and overall impression. And he goes into, like, each one has, like, five different subcategories, which I, as soon as I saw it, I went, I am not going to bother to memorize these things. But the entire time, Killua is being a pissed off little fucktard because he believes that he's been severely underrated by Netero and everyone else, when in reality, you're not as good as you think you are, sir.
Yep, what a brat.
So the first match is Hanzo versus Gon. And Hanzo obviously believes he's going to win because he's a badass and he has those eyebrows that for some reason they keep flitting in and out of design. Sometimes they're regular eyebrows and sometimes they're his fantastic eyebrows.
Some days you just have a really fabulous, you know, eyebrows.
But it goes back and forth in the same day though.
Yeah. I hope they're a part of his nen ability.
So Gon thinks to himself, okay, we should be pretty similar in strength, or in speed and stamina, rather. He's like, okay, I'm just gonna run away for a bit, and then fend him off with projectile attacks that he somehow has, I guess. I don't know if he was gonna have a plan beyond, I'm just gonna sprint away really fast and then see what happens. So he runs away, and he's like, okay, sweet, put distance between us. This is going to work out. And then Hanzo pops up alongside him. It's like, you're confident in your legs. I respect that. And he smacks him in the back of his head. So hard that his brain apparently rattles against his skull and gets a concussion.
Yeah, I really like the effects on the screen. It's all wavy.
Yeah, he can't focus on anything. Then Hanzo hits him again. Although it was important to note that before the match, he clarifies that you can't get a TKO. The person has to surrender in order to win. And he decides that he's gonna beat Gon until Gon opts to surrender, which, knowing what we know about Gon, you could realize pretty early on that this fight was gonna go nowhere.
Yeah, dude's way too stubborn, as we all know. I love the way he just wakes him up, puts him in his back.
Stretches him out. It's like, okay, you should be set. Now I need you to surrender. He says, no. So Hanzo karate chops him again in the back of the head. And it's like, surrender.
I love the camera effects, like fake camera effects too, every time he gets hit. The camera moves with his head.
Mm.
Definitely feel the hit.
Okay, Diego, you can talk now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The animation that they did when he's like concussed as fuck, like when he's knocked out, loved it. What else? I'm trying to like think of from the mind, because since I didn't realize I was going to talk, I didn't actually play the episode.
That's your own fault, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The afterwards, like what ends up happening is he eventually comes back too, right? And then Hanzo's like, look, this plan is simple. Like, say you quit, you'll be fresh for your next fight, and just take the loss. And Gon's like, fuck you, I'm not doing it. And then he proceeds to beat the shit out of him some more, to which Kurapika and Leorio start getting pissed off. And at one point, Leorio's like, gonna jump in, and the judges say, "Hey, you can't do that. If you do that, you are going to disqualify Gon." And so that just kind of made Hanzo like proceed to beat the shit out of him, and then decides to show off his awesome ninja skills.
He's like, "Don't you get it, man? I'm a ninja. I've been a ninja since I was born. I've even killed someone by the time I was your age." And Killua was like, "That's not really an accomplishment, sir."
Yeah.
And while he's doing that, he's standing on one hand and he's slowly removing one finger at a time. Gon, who previously looked immobilized, hops up and kicks his arm out from under him. And
Oh, we forgot to mention the broken arm.
oh, yeah.
Right, because that happened by this point already.
He's like, "If you don't surrender, I'm gonna break your arm now." And Gon doesn't surrender, so he snaps his arm.
And the arm is snapped so hard that the camera pans over to the fountain.
Yeah. And we get to see a water spout, which is
Yep.
nice, I guess. So, at this point, Gon is standing up barely with his arm twisted at an insane angle, and then he collapses again, I think. And Hanzo jumps up with his nose bleeding. It's like, "Okay, I gave you that one. But seriously, I need you to surrender."
He's like, "I meant to do that."
Everyone's like, "No, you didn't." And then Gon is shouting some nonsense about how, obviously, you're not gonna keep beating me because eventually I'll be unconscious and then you can't win. And I'm not gonna surrender, so we have to figure something out. And Hanzo is like, there's nothing to figure out. You say you surrender, then the match is over." And he stubbornly insists that he's not gonna surrender because he wants to meet his dad, who's a hunter, and he feels like if he gives up now, he'll never get the opportunity to meet him. And Killua notes that the atmosphere of the fight has changed from the previously tense atmosphere when it was really obvious that Gon didn't stand a chance against Hanzo, to now this sort of lighthearted atmosphere. You can see that some of the judges are laughing. Kurapika and Leorio look sort of relieved. And he's like, "I don't get it, because nothing really has changed. Gon is still much weaker than Hanzo, and if the fight proceeds, Gon is going to get defeated."
Yeah, and that whole concept of that was because Hanzo said that he's going to chop off Gon's legs. And Gon's like, "Well, I want you to do that because I like my legs. And also, if I do that, I'm going to bleed to death. And that's a disqualification on your behalf." So when he said that basically like ruined Hanzo's technically bluff.
Yeah, that floored the whole
And,
room. Everyone's all black and
right,
white and just like,
everyone. He's like, "Oh yeah, that's right. You can't kill him because if you kill him, you're disqualified."
You could
And
totally still do it.
oh yeah, and then that's why Hanzo was like, "Okay, I could still kill you, and all that means is I just have to take the test again next year." And that's when Gon's like, "We'll do it then." And then Hanzo's like, "Fuck, there's no breaking this kid."
He's like,
And
"God
that's when he
damn it."
like, yeah. And he's like, "Fine, I quit." And then Gon's like, "No, you can't quit." And then Hansel's like, "Well, what the fuck, dude? Make up your mind."
And he's like, "We have to get together and think of something, I guess, so they could both win. I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck Gon was thinking. Like, find a way to win
I
that
think
actually hits. Like, why didn't you just play paper, rock, paper, scissors then?
Gon didn't really understand the rules. I think that's what that was. Because there is literally no other way to win. He's showing like good signs of being a hunter in terms of trying to think out of the box, but no. So Hanzo is like, "Fuck you," and he finally uppercuts him, which happens to Gon a lot, apparently.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
well, so far that's the second time.
So Gon
Yes.
bounces and then becomes still. He's like, "Yo, dude, when this guy wakes up, tell him that he won, but I quit." And he's like, also to Taro, he's basically like, "There's no way this guy could lose, because if he loses, all of our fights in terms of gets eliminated all the way out. So If he gets eliminated, then all of our fights would be meaningless. Because I guess he's saying, don't keep him unconscious for so long that he misses his fight. I don't know.
No, he was saying that it's impossible for a person to lose... to be dead, right? Because of the whole entire, like, it basically says that if you were to lose and you're completely out, then
nobody else would have to fight,
right? So it'd be over.
You could still get killed in the first match. It's entirely possible,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
It's just
this,
like,
is the Hunter exam.
Just that Hanzo is a complete pussy. That's all.
Well, he's got his code to live by, his ninja code, his ninja way.
You mean the way where they murder everybody?
Yeah.
No.
For money. Yes.
You're thinking of the wrong type of ninja. I'm talking about the one that, like, goes around and shows up in the middle with orange jumpsuit.
Oh, you're definitely talking about the wrong kind of ninja.
Yeah,
exactly. The one that can,
you're
like,
talking
summon
about the
multiple
forest
clones.
Magicians.
Yes.
That jump from tree to tree. Shooting
forest
magic.
Magicians talking about their ninja way.
Mm-hmm.
But how they're not useless tools, they're friends.
Whatever, nigga, y'all.
Family comes from.
Y'all
family.
Are ninjas.
Okay?
Ninjas need to be killing people, otherwise, there's no reason for them to exist.
Yep.
No, sadly, that is not the case. It's all about making friends.
But as you can tell from us bidding, that is the end of the episode.
There was a little bit extra shown, right? Or they talked about who was next, like, to fight.
Did they?
Yeah, I thought so, because, like, the episode ends, Gon's all passed out.
You mean in the preview?
No, I thought it was before the episode was over.
No, it just says, like, that's Gon's fight, pretty much.
And then Killua still doesn't get what's going on.
I remember now why that is.
He's like, no, you guys are dumb.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I'm seriously bored.
You're bored?
No, I mean, like, my hands are bored. Oh. Not me. My hands are clearly bored. Because I'm still playing with these damn toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have noticed that one of the toys is far more flexible than the other one.
I don't even want to know what the hell you're doing to it.
I'm just making them do the splits.
Impressions. Notice that they did change Kuropika's eyes back to normal from the preview from last week.
I mean, they're not pink?
Yeah, they were, like, more red. Because I did, like, a little comparison, and they were different. They were back to their...
I'm sure somebody just goofed. That's probably...
Yeah, man. Pick. They ran out of red marker.
Yeah.
So
they've been using so much red in the series that, you know, blood everywhere.
In the next episode, we get hints of many things. Hisoka and Kurapika's battle. Killua seems to fight somebody who has flowing black hair.
I wonder who that could be.
Yeah.
Tauntaun.
Vodoro seems to fight and not fare all that well.
There seems to be a pool of blood.
Yes.
Just chilling.
And that's about it. So, thoughts on the episode?
I thought it was a very... I guess for the chapters, it was two chapters that covered them. And the action scenes were greatly enhanced with the introduction of the new character, the Fountain. So, that was good to watch.
The Fountain got more screen time than Poco.
Right.
And well deserved.
poor Poco. But it's once again establishing, like, a fight and how Gon, despite the fact that he was physically outmatched, still managed to win due to his
stubbornness.
I was gonna also call it ignorance.
I guess.
Just because, I mean, if that whole entire clause of if you die or if you kill someone, you get disqualified, like, Gon wouldn't have, like, passed. He would have been killed.
Yes. That's important to note.
Yeah, so that whole entire concept is he was once again out of his element and out of his like what he
Mind.
could handle. Yeah, I guess you could say mind, yeah. And somehow he was capable of passing through because once again he used his thinking to get ahead.
I don't know what it would be so much his thinking, because he was objecting to Hanzo because he was trying to figure out a way for both of them to win.
Well, he was talking,
Hanzo.
I think he was doing that more for pride, though, just for the whole concept of it's like, look, I don't want you to give up. I want you to beat me, but
Fair
not
and
physically.
square.
Yeah, it's like, you're
Yeah,
going to
but
beat me
like
fair and square, but you can't.
physically would be absolutely fair and square. You got into a fight with a dude that's stronger than you are.
Yeah, but if the concept ends up being, hey, you can beat me all you fucking want, as long as you don't cause me to, like, die. Like, because he didn't bitch about getting punched or getting anything. He just didn't want to cut off his legs because, A, like he said, he likes his legs, and B, he didn't want to bleed out.
No, but he could have gotten like awesome, cybernetic legs or something after he
Yes.
became a hunter.
Sure, I guess that is possible in this world.
Very possible. It's just he counted on something that he had no idea that Hanzo had, which was a soft side. Because really and truly, he could have just killed him there. And we get clued in fairly early on that he's not as tough as he's trying to say he is. Because Killua, who's actually killed what I would assume is a busload of little children,
He's killed some grown adults that don't know how to fight.
I'm sure he's also killed a busload of little children. He doesn't seem as though he would care either way. And with him, it's only whether or not they could put up a strong enough defense to scare him. And I don't think a busload of little children could put up much of a defense. So.
Of course not. It
For
would
some
be like
reason, I
that
just
scene.
imagine him driving a bus into a cavern and then jumping out.
It would be like that scene in Revenge of the Sith when Anakin goes into the freaking little Padawan's like room, and he just like pulls out his lightsaber, and everyone just like freaks the fuck out. He just has like murdering children.
Yeah, he totally did that.
But yeah, so Bully Beast, thoughts on the episode?
Let's see. I mean, I just like seeing Gon's stupid way of thinking that you think wouldn't work in this methodical world of Hunter Hunter, where thinking is key for everything, but he's clearly breaking the rules of this place and surviving.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, there are times where he is planning things out because he eventually has to start working by the rules. But at least in this early on stage, he's still just going through with his own gusto. And I still like that. I liked all the camera effects from him getting hit, though not being able to see the arm get broken was kind of lame.
Yeah, but I mean, in the defense, the manga didn't show it either. So,
Yeah, dude.
no, it didn't. It just like showed like crack, and then that's it.
Yeah,
It
but
didn't actually show any.
it didn't show the fountain either.
It shows because I'm on that page right now. It just says, Hanzo's like, "Give up now, I mean it," and then Gon's like, "No, no way," and then a snap, and then the next page, a hallway with. Exclamation marks, and that's it. And then the
You
next
get to see
page.
Gon screaming. That's there.
It's animated the same way that it is in the manga or in the anime. He just
Still
says no.
boring.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, it's
Yeah,
like
other than that, that was pretty much it.
So yes, we think this episode is lame.
Well, I mean, for being the main character and it's like a fight, it's a one-on-one fight, you would expect a little bit more competition.
I think
And
that's why the original series added that in.
yeah. Which, by the way, people that are just watching this for the first time, the original, or not the original, the first series had a bit of filler where they actually had Gon fight and keep up and do some stuff. Whereas here it was basically straight out of the manga. He just got his ass handed to him, plain and simple. But it's, I don't know, like, once again, it's just one of those things where, as a main character, it's kind of like, yeah, we like Gon, he's good, but sometimes I wish there was more development with him, like, fight-wise. Like, maybe he didn't have to face Hanzo from the beginning. He could face Pokal, per se.
Let's stop trying to add Pokal into the show. Okay, it's not gonna happen. Pokal is terrible.
Yeah. Want to see more Pokal? He was awesome.
I only want to see him to see him fail, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I see, didn't exactly.
Feel that way. No, that's awful. You both should be ashamed of yourself, okay? Pokal is a scrappy character who somehow managed to find himself a hunter, okay? It's not his fault that he sucks.
With his Pokal. With his inability of a rubber band bow and arrow.
I don't know, the rubber band. I thought it was like legit bow and arrow with his.
Like it looks stuff. Like like a high school student putting a rubber band on his forefinger and thumb and just pulling it back.
The way that I like saw that, because obviously we didn't get to see it animated.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of like Ishida from Bleach. Like, you remember how he had that power where he like. His, I guess he could shoot his energy.
It was his whole hand, though.
Yeah, but like I said, I haven't read those chapters in a while, so I don't really remember, but that's kind of how I pictured it when,
like,
I saw it.
It looked small, dinky, and lame, just like him. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Okay, so are we done now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good. So, chapters 84 to 86, after a quick break. Very good at telling when someone is about to do something or say something very stupid. It's like, it's grown in from having two younger brothers. It's like, you are about to do something dumb. Let me save you by being rude to you. It's awesome. It always works.
Prelude.
Okay, so.
Well, yeah, if that's what we're doing from now on, I'll keep my head in the game.
You always should, though. There's no need to not pay attention.
You just caught him on a bad day, alright? Too many tacos.
Whatever.
Wait, that's you.
Yeah. What? I'm not making fun of your ethnicity. I'm still making fun of the Taco Tuesday.
Wait.
Oh, Taco Tuesday. Yes. Too many. Yeah.
So,
tired from tacos.
So wait, for a second there, it was completely cool for him to call you a taco? Because that's like, that was what you were inferring just now.
No, I wasn't calling him a taco.
What I'm saying is, you said he's just too full from tacos, and he said, no, that's you. And then you reply, I wasn't referring to your ethnicity, which is completely saying that he just called you a taco.
Yes.
And you are cool with that.
Well, what am I going to be like? No, you're right. I'm not Mexican. Like, what?
Oh, you should have been like, no, I'm not a food.
It's
a difference. Slight difference, but there's a difference. One of us is people, and, you know, the other one is.
One of us is people. Oh, God.
The other one could be made from people. I don't know where you buy at tacos. God, what am I doing?
Yeah, that could be made out of people.
And it's just ground up meat. Could be anything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I don't like ground beef.
Okay, so these chapters, I think, yeah, they keep on adding people. Damn it!
Oh, that's what this series does.
Well, we lose a character here.
Well, eventually,
he's one
because he dies.
Because he's an idiot.
Yes.
I think there's a random female attendant, so I guess you can grab that, Foxy.
Oh, damn, I was hoping you'd say Diego. Sure, I guess.
Okay, fine then, Diego.
Why did they bruise this guy, like, in his penis area? What is up with that?
It was more,
I mean, it's very much in the abdomen area, but he also has, like, bruise marks in the crotch.
No, definitely. Like, they just went to town on his balls. Like, in, what is that, 007?
Oh, yeah, where it has the swingy spike thing.
Yeah, I was, like, doing
they
it around
him, like, sit in the chair with no back to the chair, or bottom to the chair, and they keep hitting him in the balls. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was a great
scene. Is that Casino Royale?
Yeah, it's either, it is Casino Royale, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't even watch Bond films.
Dude, you need to watch either. The new two new ones were really good.
Okay.
I really enjoy Casino Royale and Quantum Solace.
I'm not sure if I saw this or not.
I think you're right. It is Casino Royale.
I might have. I don't know. But anyways.
Yeah. So we have that. That's the end of that chapter. Yeah. Then we have...
I know there's the guy who becomes the broker.
There's female attendant again.
Mm-hmm. There's the guy who becomes the broker for Gon and the gang. I guess you can do that, Foxy.
Sure. I don't even know who that is because now my volume is closed. But
he's on page 40.
Oh, the bald dude? The bald guy?
You don't mean bald guy?
The guy who ends up, like, officially, you know, teaming up with them to sell artifacts?
Isn't that the bald guy?
Page 60 and 61.
Oh, okay.
There's that guy, and then there's also the
mustache. This guy. I remember now this guy, yeah.
And I think there's, like, some butler-looking dude. I guess I'll take that one. Before the mustache guy. Well, no, he is mustache guy, but there's another guy with a goatee after mustache guy.
Well, at least these chapters are pretty short.
Yes. Seems to be a lot of talking and exposition. Because it is. It's when they talk and learn about what Great Island is. And also about trading.
Mm-hmm.
Trading.
They're just in this room and they beat up this guy for no reason.
No, to get information from him. Remember from last one?
No, but I mean, like, he's just there at this point.
Oh, right.
They could have killed him.
Maybe he did die already from blood loss.
Maybe.
Okay.
I doubt they took care of him.
We should start, because I have no intention of cutting out any of this.
Okay.
This conversation about tacos.
All right. We ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 84, September 2nd, Part 6. Can you use any type of Nen?
Yes. For instance, Holy Chain, Healing Thumb.
Oh, that's just bullshit. Really?
Yeah.
I did not remember what his thumb did. Okay.
That's why his whole entire, like, power is so cheap.
Broken.
Yeah.
So clearly, what you have to do is rip his head off. Clearly.
Yes.
Yes.
Or his heart. Or his heart. I think that would probably be easiest.
Or not be a spider.
Oh, that too. That would definitely.
Oh, yeah, dude. All you have to do is be like, I quit.
Yep. So basically, Ahsoka is what you would have to be. Because you'd have to be stronger than him, and you'd have to not be a spider. So he can't use the chain on you, which basically invalidates almost anything he could do.
Right.
What if he's using it on you as you quit? Would that, like, kill him?
No. I don't think, because... I think you would have to be an actual spider, which Hisoka never was. So, it wouldn't work on him, period. The other people, they're fairly set in their ways about being spiders, so even if they did quit, it would probably be too late, I think, for them, anyway. Probably if he went further than just putting the judgment chain on their hearts, like if he started tightening it or whatever, maybe he would be screwed? I don't know.
Okay. Alright. Healing and recovery enhanced. Fully healed.
His mashed bones were healed in a flash.
I made you my first victim for a number of reasons. When you fought the Mafia, you didn't seek help from your friends. That showed you like fighting alone and that they trust in your abilities. Same with me. I couldn't have picked a better opponent. You crushed your enemies with your bare hands. You even faced a bazooka unarmed. You're an enhancer, and you're proud of your physical strength. I had to fight you first to find out if my chain jail would work against all of you. The chain jail strips captured spiders of their freedom and enforces Zetsu.
Oh, so that's why I couldn't produce any aura.
Zetsu shuts off your aura. Prisoners of the chain can only break it with brute force. You're the strongest in the troop. If you can't break it, then the others won't be able to either.
And poor Zetsu. This is bad. Nan draws its energy from aura like fuel. Once your aura is shut off, your abilities are useless. Zetsu's tailor-made to cancel out Nen abilities. Not bad. He thought it all out.
And Kurapika proceeds to just start punching the shit out of him.
Ugh! Hack!
That should be more like a spitting up noise, but whatever.
Crack snap. Looks like my enhanced fist can hurt you. Good. Now that you're restrained, I can finish you off with my bare hands. Tell me everything you know.
Oh!
Punch. Where are the others?
Kill me.
Punch.
Ah!
What abilities do they have?
Kill me!
It's disgusting. The noises, the physical contact, the smell of blood, they make me sick. How can you not think anything or feel anything? Answer me.
Kill me.
And then he gets him with the pinky. This is your last chance. I've stabbed your heart with the stake of retribution. I'm going to set a rule. Breaking it will activate the chain and crush your heart. Judgment chain. Arbiter Littlefinger. The rule is, you have to answer my questions with the truth. If you do, I'll let you live a while longer. Where are the others?
Get lost, fool.
And the blood crushing, cutting noise. And Ubogin just hits the ground. Cause he's dead. Maybe I took too long. It's me. I'll be there in an hour.
I don't know who this is. I'm gonna assume it's
Melody.
Yeah. That's good. The boss's father has been delayed.
Okay. Now the scene transitions back to, I guess, I don't know, like the mall or some kind of computer.
Yep, it's the mall.
Cafe. Not one useful message over email or voicemail.
Same here. The prize money's tempting, but it's going to be tough catching the spiders. You pretty much need a good intelligence network to find bounties.
But we paid for registration already. Can't we make the money some other way?
I doubt it.
No one would give us a tip without a reward.
And if we offered one, we'd get a pile of bogus tips.
We'd end up wasting our time sorting through them.
You're right.
The auction starts at on the 6th, right?
Don't even know whose shoes they are. Yeah.
I think I have more of the sore looking and you have the more boot looking ones.
No, I mean, like, he doesn't usually...
I'm pretty sure the white ones are Killua's.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't usually wear those shoes. That's why I'm talking about. He usually has the Kingdom Hearts shoes on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We still have 3 days. If we can just catch one, we could make him tell us where the others are, and the rest would follow like lemmings.
Hey, it's pretty sneaky.
Let's ask for something concrete, like the whereabouts, and offer a big reward.
But the ring's all we got left.
Some guys were offering 1 million.
Then we'll offer 15 million.
Ah!
But where do we get the money?
Hunter license.
Now the aforementioned guy beating his balls.
His face is beaten too. But...
Oh yeah. Yeah. And a bag over his face.
Maybe they didn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't want him to know where they were, where he was at.
Yeah, if one ruined building among trillions of ruined buildings, yeah. I can't imagine.
It's a dead giveaway.
Obviously, they're in Detroit.
I'm glad you made that joke and not me.
Yes. All right. Is Uvo back yet?
No. Don't worry. He not die so easy.
He accepts. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I was Kuroro.
Yes.
I don't remember what I ever do, which is probably nothing. The person uses a chain. He's probably a manipulator or a conjurer. Uvogin can beat just about anyone, but they're likely to beat him in a one-on-one fight. Conjurers often enhance items with unique abilities. They might cancel out Uvo's strengths. And a manipulator could, well, manipulate him.
I should have gone with him. Blast!
Hell says a blast. If he isn't back by dawn, we'll switch plans. I guess this is the lady. I can access the Hunter website. That confirms it's authentic. With the license as collateral, we can lend you 100 million Jenny. The amount is due September 10th. The interest rate is 0%. Think it over. Do you really want to pawn your license? You'll never get it back if you forfeit it.
Well, I can't sell it. Besides, a bank won't lend us this much.
Please sign here.
Okay. Scribble, scroll, 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 scribble. Right. We can't turn back now.
He's nuts.
All right. The troops arm wrestling rankings.
Okay, number 1 through 13. Uvogin, 1, Finks, Hisoka, Franklin, Phaeton, Machi, Krollo, Bonolinov, Nobunaga, Shalnark, Pakunoda, Shizuku, and Kortsopi.
Sounds about right.
Krollo is sort of physically average.
Maybe he just doesn't care.
No, this is the
power that makes him awesome.
This is the
brute strength.
The Phantom Troop, they take pride in odd sort of things like this. I think they mention it in conversation where they rank several times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's just his ability.
Oh, well,
he's just really good at using and planning.
Mm-hmm.
That makes him such a, you know, powerful person.
So, chapter 85, mm-hmm. We finally made it to another day. September 3rd, part 1.
Ta-da!
Whoa!
A cool 100 million.
We really have to be on the ball this time.
What do you mean this time?
What do we do first?
What else? Buy a copy of the Southern Bees catalog.
Of course, because what else would you do with 100 million yen?
Which is a parody of Southern Bees, which is, yeah, they do the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Appraisals and stuff.
Right.
Southern Bees is York News' lead-in auction house. The catalog is the admission ticket and costs 12 million jenny. Auctions happen over 5 days, from the 6th to the 10th. But we won't know when the specific items will go on the auction block without the catalog.
I see.
Come on, guys. Look up the stuff before you get here.
Oh, yeah. Another lady.
Go ahead, Diego.
Oh, okay. Welcome!
We'd like to buy a catalog.
Very good, sir. How will you be paying?
Via bank transfer.
This little guy? Here's your catalog. All those items up for auction this year are listed inside. This card is your admission ticket. Up to 5 people get in with from the 6th to the 10th. But to take part in an auction, you have to register the card under one name. Whose will it be? Gone Freaks, please. Flip.
Epic flip.
G, Greed Island. Here it is. Whoa.
Greed Island, a game for hunters. In 1987, a mere 100 cartridges were sold for 5.8 billion jennies each. Very little is known about the game's contents, as you'll discover by reading the instructional manual, the entirety of which is scanned below. Please bear this in mind when bidding on this item. Greed Island has not appeared on the market for the past few years, but Southern Bees has successfully acquired 7 copies. Authenticity was verified in the following ways. Confirmation with the manufacturer, verification of the serial number, confirmation of ownership history, records of sale, actual condition of the item. The condition of the game speaks for itself. As for their authenticity, there can be no doubt after seeing them in person. We urge that you see for yourself. They are a must-see. Picture of the book. This game is for hunters only. Any number of people can play. Insert the software into the Joy Station and perform Ren as in Figure 1. The game will start automatically. Once the game begins, play cannot be interrupted. We recommend that you begin playing only when you can devote at least 1 week to the game. There is a real danger of death. There is a danger that you will become trapped in the game world indefinitely. We are not responsible for any problems caused by the use of this game.
There's a game being auctioned every day from the 6th to the 8th, with 2 in the afternoon of the 10th. The minimum bid is 8.9 billion. Now we just have to raise the money.
We have 90 million, including the ring. That's everything.
We still have Leorio's license.
Hey! You sure you want to put up 50 million as a reward?
Yeah.
Okay, so we put an ad on a message board. If it works, we nab a spider, make him tell us where the rest of them are, and round them up.
Call it Operation Lemming.
Not a bad plan, but we can't avoid the red herrings. There'll be fake ones, but honest mistakes will be the worst.
We can narrow things down by asking where they spotted the spiders. We won't name an area. If someone reports a sighting in York New, it's probably true.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee they'll still be around.
Maybe, but it's pretty likely. The Mafia's watching all the transportation routes. There's no way the spiders can leave the city with the stuff they stole. They're hiding here somewhere. Let's go back to the hotel and post the ad.
Okay.
Now we're back in some marketplace, and Gon looks over and sees figures with pieces of paper. What's the pieces of paper?
This is a silent auction bazaar. Buyers write down the amount they're willing to pay. Whoever puts down the highest bid before the time limit wins. See? The popular items get several bids in a row, like this.
Oh, yeah.
People like coming because they get to handwrite their bids. Vendors will often sell before the time limit if you can agree on a price. It's like a garage sale and a flea market.
With mostly junk from people's attics.
It's nothing like a hoity-toity auction.
Question mark.
New type sounds.
Yeah.
What is it, gun? Picks up random dagger.
So, Diego.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, mister.
Who's going to be the bald guy?
Oh, I don't think we assigned that.
I guess you, Bullabies.
Sure. Mmm. If you want it, write down your price. I'll sell it to you if there's no other buyer by noon.
Oh,
that knife. I wonder. The Oreo, you're good at haggling. Can you get that for us right now? Could be a real treasure.
Leave it to me. Like that knife gun? Saw a better one over there, but it had more bids on it. Hey, buddy, we got to leave. Could you sell it to us now?
Oh. Well, guess there haven't been any other bidders. I could sell it to you for the right price.
It looks pretty old. How about 100 Jenny?
No way.
Oh, well? Let's go, gun.
Wait. How about 500?
300.
There you go.
It's the real thing, all right.
The heck is it?
It's a Ben's knife.
A Ben's knife?
It belonged to Benny DeLon. He's a serial killer from 100 years ago. This is the actual brand he used. A swordsmith by trade, he forged a numbered knife each time he killed someone as a memento. He made 288 in all. He put the knives up for sale in his storefront with his regular swords and knives. In prison, he was said to have explained, each of my victims' screams and facial expressions inspired my work. He had a cult following even in his day. They're undervalued because of their link to DeLon, but they're masterpieces, and they're keen collectors of them. My dad liked them too.
So, what do they cost?
It depends on the number, but at least 5 million.
For real? How'd you know, Gunn?
I didn't.
Then how?
Well, when I first saw the knife, it felt weird. So I looked at it with Gil. Then I saw a slight aura around it.
Gil?
It's a type of Nen. It basically means looking really carefully. You're right.
I don't see none.
Yeah, no shit. You'll be able to do it with Ren practice.
Why didn't I think of it before?
Huh?
We can use Nen to spot great steals. Four Eyes said that... Wow, that's respectful. Four Eyes said that talented people in any field can often use Nen without knowing it. Things with a trace of aura like this knife were probably made by geniuses.
Yeah. We can spot hidden gems and sell them for a profit at a higher-end auction. Call it Operation Easy Money with Nen. Mong.
Galerio.
Alrighty. I'll be in charge of tracking the bulletin board. I'll call you if I get something.
We'll go hunt for more stuff.
Let the game begin.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
It's the same short-haired lady from before.
Right. Welcome!
I want a catalog.
Nom nom nom.
Okay, chapter 86, September 3rd, part 2.
Hey, Gun, what's up?
Here it's all been red herrings.
Wait. Oh, yeah, wait. That was all me.
Okay, that is you. Okay, I thought he was
hey,
like on
Gun,
the phone.
Hey, Gun, what's up? Ah, yeah.
It's all been red herrings. One guy even said he was a spider, claimed to be number six. I called back to be safe, but it was a kid's prank. The ones that don't write a location are the worst. Trying to say stuff like, top secret, please call. I kept calling to check, but they've all been bogus. I've changed our ad to read, specify location. How's it going over there? Huh? What? Someone else is doing the same thing.
Yeah. We found four items this morning with traces of aura. Another one. Looks like an ugly vase to me. But the presence of aura means it was made by a talented person. Still ugly. Hey, a previous bid. Zeppel. For 500 Jenny.
If there's a previous bid, raise the price by 250%. If we go up bit by bit, we could wind up in a drawn-out bidding war. This could cost us more, but it's better to crush the opposition.
250% of 500. Carry the one. Is that 1750? I'll try over here. Wonder what happened to that picture I saw before. This still looks like a chicken scratch to me. Someone raised the bid from 2,500 to 10,000. It's that guy again. Ring.
How's it going, Gon?
Killua! You too?
I found two items, but a guy called Zephil had put in a bid first. When I put in my bid, he quadrupled it.
It isn't coincidence.
You're right. He's doing the same thing we are.
Now what do we do?
I bet he'll try it again. The deadline's noon, right? Let's put in a bid at the last minute. Hold off, okay? We don't want to get prices too high between us. We'll win at least two.
Okay.
Leorio.
So how'd it go?
We won three. Your guy got the weird vase.
Good.
Now we go register in an auction. Ominous dark shadow looking from the side.
I'm sorry. This year's auction catalog was finished 6 months ago. We're currently considering items for next year. That's because we personally guarantee the authenticity of all entries within written appraisals. And that can take a long time. Most auction houses will be no different. They'll say you're too late for this year's auction. We really want to sell these by the 5th.
That's Killua.
Oh, damn. Sorry. No.
We really want to sell these by the 5th.
The fastest way to sell...
Wait.
The fastest way would be to sell them to an antiques dealer.
We'd prefer an auction.
I don't advise this. But you could exhibit them at a dealer's market.
This is you, dude.
Oh, okay.
A dealer's market. An auction for professionals who make their living as middlemen. To be in it, all you need is a certificate. Anyone can obtain one, so amateurs often take part. Bidding is based solely on the items on display. Participants must rely on their own judgment and appraisal skills. Last-minute entries often show up on the day of an auction. Forgeries have also been known to mar the proceedings. This is a broker's market, so prices will be lower than at public auctions because of the profit margin. You can still get a higher price here than at an antique shop. But top-quality items don't always fetch the price they should. The business is full of crafty and often shady characters. Surviving it isn't easy. Especially if your broker isn't honest or well-informed.
Thanks! A dealer's market. If these are genuine, they should sell for a lot.
Yeah, a normal auction would be better, but we don't have a choice.
I'd still like to know what they're worth.
Yeah. Old building with a tree growing out of it. Let's get him to take a look.
Just to check, not to sell.
Because this guy doesn't look shady.
Right. It's anyone with facial hair.
Goatee, especially.
Right. Her. Did you bring these from home?
Yeah, they were in an old storehouse. My parents said My parents said we could sell them if we got a good price.
He's good. I'll find specimens. Take this one. A signed limited edition lithograph by Mukatolini. He only signed the ones he really liked. This one's low in the series, too. The autograph looks real.
That's where we saw the aura.
It goes for around 150,000 yen.
Margin of profit, 139,000.
Whoa! And this. A wonderful handmade antique doll. It's in excellent condition. And the original box and accessories are intact, increasing the value. This would go for 300,000.
249,500
Jenny
profits.
Yeah! This, on the other hand, is worthless.
I guess the aura wasn't foolproof.
Maybe the artist just wasn't famous. First, the box. It's clearly not the same age as the statue. The box is newer. The owner probably felt bad about leaving it bare. The carving job is rough and uneven. There's no hallmark with the sculptor's name. Probably someone having a few hundred years ago. 1,500 would be Jenny would be generous.
She's negative 5,500.
Aww. But only as a statue. The wood itself is valuable. Aged, quality wood, is a treasure to modern sculptures. Yeah? I know someone who'd pay 100,000 yen for it. Really? Only a few pros know this fact. And they'd need to know a sculpture to sell it to, or else it's junk.
Yeah.
So, if you sell me the other two prisms for 420,000 yen, I'll buy this wood from you for 80,000.
Hmm.
Give us a minute. Sure, take your time. No merchant would pay more than 450 grand for them. There'd be no profit in it. Mind if I analyze the age of the wood? What do you think? Maybe better to sell them here than pay the auction fees.
True. We could get a second opinion and come back. Stop right there! Put that down! Don't let him fool you. He was telling the truth about the art and the doll, but he's lying about the statue.
Who are you? What are you saying?
No antiques dealer would pay 80,000 for that wood. What you want are the contents of that statue. This is a wooden vault, a camouflage safe, that was once used for tax evasion. The rich liked to use them 300 years ago. They were so ingeniously made that they often got sold by mistake in estate sales. I bet this one hasn't been opened since it was made. The seam is right here, but only pros will see it. It should be filled with riches. You were planning to replace the contents while you were pretending to analyze its age.
But I was only...
End of chapter.
And that is that.
That is art and stuff being sold.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean the opposite of interesting.
Yes. Not interesting.
So Uvo is dead. The spiders have to readjust their plan to make up for the fact that Uvo is dead. But other than that, they seem to have no real reaction. Of course, they don't know for a fact that he's dead yet, but the idea is if he's not back by morning, we can assume he's dead. And then, you know, cut away, and no one knows what happens.
Yep. So, and of course, we get to see more of Kurapika being broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He kindly shows him that he can heal himself.
Just using multiple chains at once.
And the smart thing that he did by going after Uvo, of course, Uvo being the physically strongest member, is that after the chains strip you of your ability to use Nen, all that's left is your physical strength. and Uvo's not able to break the chains, so being as he's ranked the highest in terms of arm wrestling, clearly he's the strongest. And another thing that's interesting, didn't Shizuku beat Gon at arm wrestling? Or come very close to it until she was distracted?
Yeah, she was close to it.
But she was using her wrong hand, remember?
Right, so she's the 12th most strong physically member of the Spiders, and Gon is an enforcer, and she was going to be Gon. So that doesn't say much for how our heroes fare against the Spiders in terms of physical strength. Obviously, in the Hunter universe, strength is only the beginning of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to use your brain. You need to be able to adapt the situation to your own ends. You need to be lucky. All sorts of things.
Yep. And Ubogun did not have enough of those things.
No, he did not.
It seems as though he is smarter than we give him credit for, mm-hmm. but he wasn't thinking at the beginning.
I think he kind of has almost kind of like what... like Guts from Berserk has, like battle wits, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like he can think on his feet from experience.
The main problem was that he didn't notice the trap, and by that point it was already too late.
Yeah.
Okay, so that covers. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say we got a little bit more exposition of Greed Island as well.
Yeah, it's a game that can kill you. Right. Or get you stuck in it forever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you should make sure you have a week off of work before you play.
Because you'll get fired.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, if you die or you get stuck in a game, yeah. you probably get fired.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless you ask for a vacation.
Yeah, but you're stuck in a game forever, though. Nobody gives you vacation forever.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that covers those chapters, those interesting antique wars, I guess, mm-hmm. Chapters.
PBS chapters.
Yeah. That concludes the episode for those of you that aren't caught up to chapter 335, which covers something you'd probably be interested in, so you really should catch up. The email address is hxhpodcast@gmail.com. Website is hxhpodcast.wordpress.com, twitter.com/hxhpodcast, and we're on Facebook.
Yes. And I think that's it, right? We don't have anything else?
Wish the lazy people happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, lazy people.
Yes, nothing lazy.
Matters. Because this is going to get released on Sunday, but whatever.
It'll be a while. But we record on Tuesday, so we got to spend the night of Valentine's. But we got to spend Valentine's Day with each other, which is what really counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mean me and Bullet Beast got to spend the night, and you get to spend like your early evening, and then have night afterwards.
Yes.
To go do whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jerk. Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
bad.
Anyway, Diego, with his horrible timing aside, chapter 335, decision. The long-awaited meeting between Don and Jin. He looks like he's pooping. Yes. And the two guys from Greed Island are like laughing, and Jin totally does not want to be there. And he eventually
looks like he's constipated.
He's like, yo.
Yeah.
He eventually gives in and he's like, hey. And Gon screams, Jin! Oh, they did steal it from Manga Stream. Cool.
Yeah.
And Gon runs over blubbering. He's like, I'm sorry, because of me. Because of me, Kaito turned into a little girl. I love that Jin has no clue what he's talking about. His background is hilarious.
I heard he got caught by an enemy.
Yeah, I was with Kaito, and then Kaito said to run, and Pito came, and Kaito got his arm cut off. I was knocked out, and then I trained. Story's going up. It's like, shoot, rescue Kaito from the ant's nest, but it wasn't Kaito. They did terrible things to him. It was so horrible. And the next time I saw him, he was dead.
Jin's like, and then you see
Jin's like smiling and junk. He's like, okay, I get it. Well, no, but how about you sit down? Let's see. Okay, just calm down. It's you and me. Come on, look into my eyes. It's just us. Don't worry about everyone else. Come on. It's like, it's because I was being selfless. It's like, and the other people are like, Jin of all people is losing his cool. It's like, I really should have been the one who died. And Jin looks cool for a second. Mm-hmm. Gone. You're wrong. He took you with him because he believed in you. He told you to run because his intuition had been at fault. And Gone still blubbering. Like the snot cry now. Oh, which, having done that before, that is absolutely disgusting.
Dude, it was also like when we were like in this panel where, like, if you compare it, like, you see Jin is like really detailed for the most part, and you see Gone. And, like, his face just looks, it looks like out of the Chimera Ant arc.
It's because it's like, a crying face.
Right.
And his eyes are, like, wobbling in his tears.
Yeah.
And Gin is clearly that Yusuke Urameshi motherfucker. So, yes. He says that if he thought you could handle it from the start, he would have never taken you with him. It's his responsibility for misjudging the situation. But I know. Your weak self has responsibility too. Feel that responsibility. Feel it as much as you can. This is the most generic, like, lecture ever. And don't make the same mistake.
Well, that whole entire panel where, like, it just shows him, like, he literally drew his face and then drew two circles, and it's like, that's him crying.
Yeah, that's how you normally draw it in manga. Or mm-hmm. He says, and if you want to apologize, don't do it to me, do it to Kaito. I can't tell if he's dead or alive or dead from what you told me. But either way, go do it. And Gon's like, okay. But there's a rule you need to follow when apologizing to your friend. Do you know what that is? It's like, no. What is it? Promise to that person you'll do whatever needs to be done next. And keep that promise no matter what. All right. Okay, now go. It's like, okay. He just starts running. It's like, Jin... Okay, we talk more later. And just like, that's a tough one. I am a busy man. Don't mind this.
The DVR's been piling up, you know.
I got my shows.
Yeah. I got shit to watch,
my
son.
My music and soap operas I have to watch.
While flying on dragons.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
People in the background are angry. It's like, are you fucking kidding me, Jin? And you call yourself a father, which he never did, really.
No, at no point did he ever claim his son as his own.
We heard about you didn't meet with him even after he cleared Great Island. What are you, shy? Are there no blood or tears in your body? Jin's the worst. You need to apologize to Gon. Promise that I'll be a good father from now on. No, you know what? Stop acting like you're some great all-knowing dad. Have Leorio punch you again. It's like, what's up? This has nothing to do with you people. Make up your mind already, damn it. All right, everyone, shut up. I got it. I'll wait for you, Gon, so go on already. Are you kidding? You should go and take him. You're his father, aren't you? All right, fine, I'll do it. Anyone who's got any more complaints can come and say them to my face. I don't care. You're my enemies now. You got it? Gon's face is like, this is awesome.
Yeah, and then out of nowhere, Jin got into crazy drunk man status based on his drawing.
He threw his hat off.
Yeah, he threw his hat off, and now he just looks like a drunk sailor, just ready to fucking beat some skulls in.
And then Bunny screams for everyone to shut up. Or Cheadle, whatever. The election is not over yet. And she's thinking, I guess, that's right, I can't give up yet. This new chance is my last. Don, please go ahead. Like, huh? Paris Dawn picks up. No one is allowed to leave here until the election is finished. But you want to leave ASAP, correct? However, this is the real end-all final voting round. Just vote, and you can leave. I'm sure everyone would be fine with you simply announcing your vote right here where you stand. Either myself, Paris Dawn, or candidate Leorio. Who do you think is more fit to become the next chairman? Incidentally, ex-chairman Natero defeated the King of the Ants and descended into an eternal slumber. I like how, like... the public face was that he retired, and he's just like,
yeah. But that's again.
Oh, he's taking a nap.
Everybody here knows that the ants, like the ant incident happened. Especially Gon. Gon's not gonna be like, no, you're right. He retired. But I like how they lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't defeat the Ant King. The Ant King got killed because of.
But technically, he defeated him because he did.
Yeah, because he planned it.
He did punch him with the bomb. Technically by exploding, and then the Ant King, you know, died in his woman's lap or whatever.
Yeah, so his bitches.
Sorry. It's not really like your bitch if you're the one that dies in her lap, dude.
Yeah.
The All other right, fine. Yeah. Whatever.
He had his final taco Tuesday.
No, I'm calling her his bitch because she straight up had the chance to leave, and she was like, no, I'm staying with you.
Where was she going to go at that point? They destroyed her country.
She was already gonna die too. Space AIDS.
Yeah. Plus, she was also going to die. Space AIDS, is that what we're calling it?
Sure.
It's like Genshin. Okay. So, yes. Cheadle is confused. How can you say that? If Gon picks Leorio right after his dramatic entrance, everyone could get caught up in that emotion and vote for Leorio. And Gon's like, Chairman? Leorio, you were chosen? No, I wasn't. This is all an accident. And Paris Dawn, Gon! Just follow your intuition. Just be true to your heart.
Follow your nose.
And choose one of us. And Jin's still pissed.
Yeah, he doesn't have his hat on still. Mm-hmm. Looks back. Paris Dawn's smiling.
It's like, I'll go with Paris Dawn. It's like, huh? But Leorio's your friend, isn't he? Are you sure you don't want to pick him? I was like, yeah, but Leorio wants to be a doctor. He can't be the chairman. And Cheadle just loses it. Clearly.
She'll just wet herself, and not for being...
out of anger.
Not for a good thing. Yes.
And Paris Dawn's giggling, like, I see. And she's thinking, I've completely lost for real this time. Well, thank you, Gon. Now then, let's all proceed with the voting. Leorio's like, oh, I'm sorry, but I'm going to. I vote for Paris Dawn as well. And Morale's like, Leorio, I know. Jin, I'll be right back. Yeah. Jin's like...
he gets all happy and...
I get the fuck out of here. What do you mean, yeah, you idiot? Say come back safely. Don't you have any common sense? Wah, Jin's getting mad. Somebody stop this child neglector. There's no way. Zodiac, stop laughing and do something. And God's like,
dude,
go ahead.
I've been reading the different version of this the whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
They're just randomly throwing cuss words then, because like this one says, stop this child neglecting piece of shit.
I don't know. That's how I would talk about Jin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, Jin is pretty popular. I wonder. It's like, hey, Gon, I remembered one thing. I'm the one who taught Kaito how to use... it's wonderful of you to remember that.
Right.
I taught him his ability, too. His crazy Piero has one mode called How Could I Die Like This? It comes out if he really means it. So if he's alive, then it probably has something to do with that. He would never do something like sacrifice himself for you, you know. It's like,
yeah.
Call your son completely worthless. So don't mess up your apology, or else you'd be slapped again.
So don't think he did some shit like sacrifice himself in your place or any of that crap.
Because that would be stupid.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'll be back. Yeah, I'm waiting. And he's like, again? How do you know I got slapped before?
Yeah.
Now Gon has no nose.
Because Kaito slaps. Just like Jin probably slapped Kaito.
The ninth... Jesus. The 9th, 13th chairman election. 635 hunters present. First place, Parastone, 458 votes, 72.1%. Second, Leorio, 157. Voting percentage, 96.8, 615 valid votes. Hello, everyone. I introduce myself to you now as the 13th chairman, Parastone. I would like to begin with a very important announcement. I am choosing Cheadle as my vice. Subsequently, I will now step down from my position as chairman.
Aha! Flies away!
Yeah.
And I love Bunny has the best face.
Yeah, that, she's
that's,
like...
That's totally Gin's face from Gintama.
Dude, that is totally the face that I made when I read that. I was like, for serious? Like...
And Gin sitting there, like, after beating up a bunch of dudes, like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
It's like, son of a bitch, we just got trolled.
He leaves, Cheadle runs out behind him. Like, how much do you have to insult someone before you're satisfied? Get back here. It's like, I didn't choose the position of vice because I wanted to become chairman. I just wanted to get in the chairman's way. Ex-chairman Natero really liked dealing with all the problems I would cause for him. I just wanted to play with him. And he turns, and he has tears in his eyes. Reform the Ten Commandments and the Hunter exam as soon as possible. Cheadle, he wipes his tear. If I ever see your organization becoming boring, then I'll be back to play for real this time.
Then he enters the portal to go back to Fruit's Basket.
Yep. But not before he shed a tear, though.
Yes. Right. That one precious shining tear.
Right.
So, Leorio and Gon are on their way to somewhere. It's like, Leorio, where's Killua? Him? I'm not sure, actually. He's not answering his phone. Apparently, he got really busy looking around for a way to cure you. I'm sure you can meet him once we get a hold of him. It's like, I need to apologize to Killua, too. When I was fighting the enemy, I completely lost my head. I said something really terrible. And Leorio hangs his head. I'm the one who feels sorry here. Why are you apologizing, Leorio? It's just you guys had it so hard tonight.
Huh? And I was also hard, but for different reasons.
What? I don't get it. No, just trust me. I'm really sorry. Then Illumi eyes, and you see Killua's sitting outside or inside. I assume inside, still on the bench. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's somewhere, like, clearly where he's sitting down.
Because he's not actually existing between panels.
Yeah, there's no... I don't think there are any seats outside, so I think he's still inside, sitting down on the bench he was on before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
He probably senses him, and he's like, it's time.
Meanwhile, another climax approaches. Dun, dun, climax, dun. Indeed. So, are we continuing to run with our previous theory?
About... Well,
mine's blown out of the water.
Is Illumi showed up to take this power?
Oh, yeah, well, I thought you were talking about Parastone's thing, because that clearly it just got fucked over hardcore.
No, he's just bored, apparently. But he still has the ants in his back pocket.
I just wanted him, I wanted him to just put on a top hat out of nowhere and just bring in the ants. Da-da.
Yeah. Well, we thought, you know, him winning, like, at no point did I see, him being like, okay... Haha, my first thing to do is accept Cheadle is going to win. She gets the position, and I'm out. Because this is boring. I didn't want to do anything like this. Like, I was just here to be complete dick and just fuck with things. And now I'm going to leave, but not before I cry.
Yeah, a manly tear.
Right, a manly tear. And then I'm out. And now I don't know if we're ever going to see him again. And I'm pissed off because I was
I'm sure we're going to see him again.
I had so much awesome, like, things planned out for him. Like, he was going to be the main bad guy, and...
Maybe he still is going to be.
He was going to control the ants and then do all the
stuff. Hey, Foxy's theories could still happen.
What was my theory?
Him having something to do with Corollo.
Someone said that...
a combined theory. Like, you said he had something to do with Corollo, and I was like, yeah, it's his brother. He's going to bring him in.
Someone said maybe he joins up with Gyro. Mm-hmm. Wherever he's going. Because he's now apparently quit the Zodiacs. So he's no longer in a position of power among the hunters. which he's the kind of character that needs to be entertained, which, again, always the most dangerous people, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, I definitely could see that whole entire concept being, like you said, him getting the power or stealing the power. That definitely is seems more, that's what's going to happen here. He's going to try to make that shit his own.
Or maybe he meant, like, literally make Alka his own.
Yeah, maybe he's going to, you know, like...
Biblically. Which would be gross, but whatever.
Oh, God.
Especially since we're like still not sure if it's... Say. We're still not sure if it's a dude or a girl. But I'm sure that'll be cleared up once and forever.
Mm-hmm. You really think so?
It has to be. Like, this is the point now, where I think, when we would clear it up for good.
I just figured it's been cleared up that in normal, the person, Alka, is a girl. But when it's it, it's a man.
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though.
How does that not make sense? When it's it, it's female, or it's male. But when it's normal, it's a...
But they would have no reason to refer to it as their brother.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, there's a lot of
shit, because, like, when it wasn't it, and it was being super fucking adorable, like, making all these cute faces.
Yeah, but he was making all those cute faces from, he's, like, three, and they were, like, this is my brother.
Okay, maybe, I guess, you're right, I don't.
Zori's adorable, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know where he got that face from. Not the dead one, the regular face.
Yeah. Right.
I know where he got, well, not no, but I have an idea where he gets the dead face from, or she. But the regular face, like, none of the other kids have that face. None of them are that adorable.
No.
Yeah, that is, I don't know. I was gonna say, like, maybe it comes from Xeno. I'm like, oh, wait.
Yeah. So, any radical theories to replace the ones that got destroyed earlier?
Gon is going to use his Nen to find Killua, and then he's going to come in, and he's going to go apeshit on Illumi.
I say he's going to do that, but not go apeshit on Illumi. Like, Illumi's gonna jump at Gon, and Hisoka's gonna come out of nowhere, and he's like, uh-uh, that's mine.
But they're going opposite direction, though. They're headed to Kaito.
Oh, right. They're headed to baby.
Yeah.
To a little girl.
I don't know. I don't think, Damn.
Am I the only one that feels that there's been a lot of shit being told off-panel? That granted, we do know that it happened, but it's like, I would have liked to see Gon's reaction to where they told him, hey, Kaito's still alive. Not
the way you knew him, but yeah, just close enough. Still looks the same, just a girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, a monster.
Yeah, and also not human.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm still wondering if my theory of Tsubone scooping everybody up and leaving, if that's still possible.
Oh, Tsubone's still there. Her and the other girl. What the hell happened to Canary? Where'd she go?
She was in that room. Yeah, she was in that room when.
She was
in that room with that other chick.
What's the other girl?
That Asian chick. The one that Tsubone was with.
Asian chick. Yeah. The one whose name we can't remember. She was also there, yes. They're the ones outside the door, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd I go?
They had to be around there because that's how Illumi knew that they were there.
Well, yes. Because Tsubone is inside with Killua.
Yes.
He's just chilling. Like, at this point, I'm sure his parents have figured things out. So, if they care, which they may not, I don't know. I never know what's up with this family. But if they care, they could charter some vehicle faster than a blimp and get there before, you know, one of their sons kills one of their other sons and someone is a casualty. Because Killua has already expressed that if anybody tries to kill or hurt Alika, he's going to kill them, and it doesn't matter who it is.
Do you think he's now, after he learned his lightning techniques, capable of fighting on the same level as, per se, his brother?
I think he's capable of catching him off guard. So I think someone as strong as Illumi is going to naturally have a blind spot in terms of his own strength. He's always going to think that, okay, I'm on this level and I've evaluated you on a lower level than I am. So if he plans it just right, I think he could get a good enough one over on Illumi that they can get away. Whether it's get away forever or it's get away back to the family where Alika's life won't be great, but at least Alika won't be dead. Or whatever Illumi was planning to do, which could be a fate worse than death. I don't think that he's strong enough to kill him. But again, we only know what Killua's been doing. We don't know what Illumi's been doing. For all we know, Illumi's just been screwing around the past several months and hasn't gotten any stronger. While Killua has obviously gotten stronger. Maybe right. He's in a position...
Maybe he doesn't need to beat him. Maybe he just needs to hold him off long enough for help to arrive.
If help is coming.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's people there. I mean, that's where Gon was.
Tsubone is the main... Yeah, but they all left, though.
Tsubone, but you don't think Tsubone's still there looking at... Because it wasn't her job.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Tsubone is the main threat there, I think. It's whether or not Illumi is strong enough to kill Tsubone to get to Killua.
And I'm not even sure if Tsubone is allowed...
Oh, she's not. But he's also not allowed to fight Killua. I don't think that's going to stop him.
No, not at all.
So
you think she's going to break the rules?
Again, the family can give instructions to Tsubone.
Okay.
From where she is. Mm-hmm. So maybe they see that Illumi is quite serious about killing one or both of his siblings. Or vice versa. Killua is very serious about killing Illumi, and they order her to intervene in the fight. Mm-hmm. She might not want to, because she might not care if Illumi gets killed or not. She doesn't seem to like him much, as, you know, no one does.
Not many people do.
Yeah. He's only, like, halfway friends with Ahsoka. Yeah. Ahsoka's a maniac, so you can't really count that.
I imagine the mother's already given up on him.
Well, maybe that's the way she likes him. You never know. He might be the perfect son in her eyes. She's weird.
Yeah.
In her eyes. Son.
Yes. Or eye. We don't know.
Yeah, in her eye.
It would be really awesome if, like, the parents are on their way here. I would honestly like to see what they're capable of, or what the mother's capable of specifically.
See, they could show up. I don't really think the mom's much of a fighter.
Well, she has to be something, though, because why would...
She has a very strong vagina to be able to...
No, listen, Diego, come on. She got chosen to add into this family of...
Yes, her genes.
...tremendously strong people, so her genes have to be worth something.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, like, just like her child doesn't necessarily be physically strong.
Yeah, how she bounced that thing off of Canary's head without trying.
Right. Exactly. She's probably, like, a good shot.
I mean, she has to be good at something.
Right. She shot Canary, right? She's a good shot.
Did she shoot her or did she throw something at her? I don't remember.
I thought she shot her with a gun or something.
I don't even remember.
I have no clue. What volume would that have been?
All right, I'm going to look it up real quick. Let's see what volume that is. I'm going to try number 7. No.
No.
Yes, 7.
Maybe.
No, way sooner than 7.
I mean, she would have to be able to do something.
Because I keep forgetting that we are way past that where we're at right now.
5?
And that
is
looking
because
at 5.
Because the finals were in 4.
Okay, 5. It is 5.
Why am I just not supposed to be on? What's with this drive? Why did it end? Anyway,
Okay, I'm at the page where she shoots her, or, like, whatever.
So it's not clear what she does?
No, because, okay, so she all of a sudden, like, Canary's like, you have to help Master Killua, and all of a sudden just like, poff, and then she starts falling to the side. And then you look over, and then shows the mom with a fan in one hand, and then you don't see the other hand. So for all you know, she shot her with her Cyclops eye.
Or she shot her with, like,
fan.
Her aura, probably.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that, because they're... I think most of the family is manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
So...
No, but I'm saying, like, the straight-up Cyclops, like, from X-Men, used that laser.
Yeah, that would be awesome, and I'm sure that's why he did it. But it could also be, like, a complete red herring.
Well, because afterwards... Like, after she does it, there's a sound effect coming from the laser. It says Queen.
You mean the glasses? Queen.
No, it's laser. Glasses. I'm calling it laser.
For it to be a laser, like, he has to shoot.
So she's wearing laser.
Well, we see blood come from, blood comes from her head as she falls to the ground.
Right.
So she either got shot or she got shot with a laser. Which, you know, if you get hit with a laser in your head, you think you'd die or something.
But in this case, it just knocked her out cold, though. Because we don't see that again until page 137. And that's her leg.
And the most interesting thing is that she's always worn this on her face, apparently.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I just would like to see her show up. Of anyone.
Something.
Though most likely it would be like the father or the grandfather or something
or
that
both.
Would come.
She does run away fast. She does have good speed because I remember that when she runs away, she just fucking takes off after when she's like going back into the castle when she realizes that Killua is going to be free. Mm-hmm. Right, she just like says, fuck this, and just takes off. So she's got speed. So that's for sure there. But as far as being physically strong, I don't think that she's got much of a... I would leave that more to the males than the females.
Hey, you never know. She might have, like a whole battle suit like Natero did.
Okay, yeah, but he was, once again, predominantly male. Like, you're not going to find a freaking strong female in this series. And if you can...
About?
Who?
It's people in the spiders?
Oh, no, okay... I'm talking about enhancers. Oh, no, wait, that was Biscuit. Never mind. I am talking out of my ass.
Yeah,
yes, Biscuit. You are.
I am talking out of my ass, so disregard the
Biscuit,
last 20 seconds.
Kensuro? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that but can... I'm pretty sure that the whole family, even her, that's not in the family, really. I think she's also a manipulator, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seems to fit her personality.
I don't know if that's concrete, because we didn't ever get to see her use her Nen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're at least going by the Hisoka rules, there's a good chance.
Yeah, but Hisoka pretty much admits that his rules are bullshit, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, it says manipulation, but... maybe. And of course, she loves... Killua,
mm-hmm.
The most.
Yes. Well, she's got a very weird sadist.
Masochist,
thank you. Masochistic attitude towards him, so.
Towards everything.
Towards everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're just bullshitting at this point. We expect someone will intervene. At this point, if it was there was a time jump, it was 3 years later, if Killua was 16-ish, I could see him beating his brother. As for right now, it would have to be like Illumi severely screws up or is rendered unable to use his Nen and like falls off a building. Mm-hmm. Then I could see him winning straight out. Obviously, in any battle in Hunter x Hunter, when you're physically weaker than the next person, you have to resort to what basically amounts to dirty tricks to win.
Mm-hmm. Or at least get him to the point where he just doesn't want to fight him, where he feels like it's not worth it.
Or like he, Illumi, flips out. And obviously when people go full on crazy, if you can keep up with them, it's easier to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It certainly makes sense that he's going to need some sort of help or something's going to need to happen.
Well, he has people there. I assume that the butler is in front of the door.
Here's a new point to make. Do you think Killua resorts to using it against Illumi?
He would have to pay for that, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that a risk he's willing to take?
He might get killed if he does that.
Yep. He's like, yeah, so spleen. Okay. And heart. And that's game.
I mean, even though the rules don't apply to Killua, so maybe he could use it as a living weapon. We don't know. That would be encouragement for why they could never let Alaka out of the house, ever. Because if Killua could just walk around using it as a weapon with no remuneration whatsoever, then that could be a seriously dangerous thing, because, again, whether he was serious or not, he expressed an interest in turning in all of his family for the money.
Yeah.
And he clearly does not like them, especially over this Alaka thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Nanika can be used to that extent, there's no denying that he would probably turn it against the family. Free the butlers, kill or turn in his family, and live happily in the mansion with him and Alaka. And honestly, they've got even an inch, an ounce of self-preservation. Yeah. Certain things would have to be enacted. And even if he could beat Illumi, he can't beat Illumi and his father and his grandfather and his mother all at once.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it would. Yeah, that probably won't. No.
No.
No. Especially since
I was trying to like bullshit some answer. I'm like, no way.
Corallo couldn't handle really his father and his grandfather. So,
what chance does he have at least? Like just against his father, you wouldn't even stand a chance.
I don't think no. I mean, he would be able to bet on the fact that his father wouldn't kill him.
Mm-hmm. Dude, he would get like Hanzo against Gon. Yeah. Like, he'd be like, oh, turn on my lightning speed. And then dad'd be like,
I'm a ninja.
No. And then fucking chop block to the back of the head to knock him out.
He's like, yep, I'm an assassin. Chop.
Yep.
Throws him to Sabone. All right, let's go home.
And then I guess Illumi would be the one that gets the time in the prison for starting shit. Like, okay, we get that you're excited about the prospect of the superpower. But this is still your brother. You know, the one that we're training to take over the family. We kind of don't want to hurt him. And you're doing the opposite of that. So we need you to rein it in. Calm down.
It's like, Illumi, your punishment is you have to go to Miliki's room, and Miliki has to tell you about his favorite anime, Umi Kurumi-chan. And he's like, no, nothing but that.
It's like, it will be interesting because this whole arc really has been, well, not the whole arc, but the latter part has really been sort of juxtaposing the relationship, especially in the last chapter, between Gon and his father and Killua and his whole family. And you see that even though Gon, Jin, has been the absolute definition of absentee father, he's dished out more helpful advice in one chapter than probably anybody in Killua's whole family ever has in the course of the entire time we've known him. So he's still on the losing end of everything.
Yeah. It's because he, once again, always thinks that he's, I don't know,
superior?
Yeah. He's got this attitude. I mean, we got to see a lot of it in this, against Gon, you know, in this episode, where he was just like, fuck you guys, I'm better than Gon.
Oh yeah, and he's Gon still needs to apologize to him.
All right.
Yeah, for saying it must be easy for you not to have feelings. Yeah. Which is, if someone is your friend, that's one of the worst things you could ever say to your friend that cares about you.
Yep.
It's like, oh yeah, you don't know what love is. Like, fuck you, sir. Like, right then, I would have taken my ball and gone home.
Yep.
It's like, okay, you have fun fighting the Chimera Ants by yourself. See if anybody rescues your dumbass.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm so sorry, and Lorio's apologizing for being shitty, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I'm sorry for being lame.
It's like, my bad for not even knowing when Gyo it was back in...
I'm pretty sure he still doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, clearly, because that's what they saw. That's what I'm thinking. Like, that whole entire, like, Aluka power-up thing was Gyo or something like that, and... He still didn't fucking see it because he was too busy
talking about jerking off.
Yeah. I was going to say being delicious, but I don't know if anyone get that joke.
Whoa. Okay. Gotcha. I understand what you were going for, I guess.
No, it's a freaking saying from Drawn Together.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Judge Brown. Or Judge Fudge, sorry. Every single time it'd be like, I'm too busy being delicious. And then they just walk away. Okay. If you watch the show, you'll get it. Sorry,
I've watched Drawn Together, but like
I watched it, but I don't remember.
Over time, it just started disgusting me more and more, so I stopped.
Mm-hmm. Really? I thought it was hilarious, and more I got it.
No, it just got gross.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
okay, no. So at this point, I'm looking around for scissors, so that should tell you.
Yep.
We've probably run out of stuff to say. But unless, in case we haven't, you guys have anything else to say?
No, not after that Zinja's comment.
I've said my piece. Please don't kill yourself on Valentine's Day, Foxy. We love you.
It's okay. You have to spend the night with us.
That's not why. But none of you love me. It doesn't matter. That's not why I'm looking for scissors. I don't even think they're sharp enough.
It doesn't matter. You could do damage with non-sharp scissors.
Yeah, but like I would have to be really dedicated to feeling pain in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's that time of the year. Women's suicide rate goes up.
Wow, thank you. That's horrible. Yeah, I'm not that dedicated to inflicting pain on myself. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But anyway... in the episode talking about how I won't commit suicide on Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Awesome. Right, so thank you for listening. Sorry, I forgot. What? Can't blame me. Thank you for listening to episode 22 of the Unofficial Hunter x Hunter podcast. I'm sorry it went there. It always seems to go to a bad place at the very end of the episode. Hopefully next week, the chapters get better next week, right?
Yes.
On volume 10? Yes.
Yes, because we don't know what he's doing for chapter 336. I was like,
exactly. I have no fucking clue what's happening.
It's like, well, let me just call Togashi and ask him if he submitted a good chapter this week.
Yo, Togashi.
Wait, wasn't it that one fan, We Are Togashi?
Yes.
Well, I think they know English good, so...
Okay.
That it's not fair to make fun of them.
I'm sorry, but when you talk like that, it is funny.
I know it's still making fun of them, but...
Yeah. I know.
It's okay, we love you, listeners.
It's in a somewhat considerate way. Yeah, we're just bad people. Like,
yeah.
I will not deny that. I will own it.
Diego is the worst person.
He is.
Throwing his Valentine's Day into everybody's face.
I did not... I didn't know such thing.
No one else heard it, but you totally threw it in our faces.
I didn't say a damn thing. Bullet Beast asked me, first of all.
It's like, hey, he asked you because you mentioned it in a tweet, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you never followed up, so.
Yeah, well, that's because I didn't need to. It did not need to go any further than that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Totally throwing your social life in our faces. You totally didn't want
anybody to ask you.
If someone would have asked me, I would have gladly answered, but no one did. So I was like, that's fine. That's all needed to be said.
I didn't even see the tweet, honestly. But this guy with his social life,
yes,
being successful and shit.
I am an asshole. I will own up to that. So.
Well, regardless, even if you didn't have a good Valentine's Day, you're still an asshole.
Exactly.
And I got that. Where are we going? You're saying bye. I think that was it.
Goodbye. We were saying goodbye. Please don't kill yourself.
Why would I kill myself? I still have to edit this episode. It would be completely worthless if I killed myself at the end of this episode and no one ever hears it.
Yeah.
That's like making a suicide note that's completely unintelligible. So everyone's like, well, I guess she felt bad and wanted to die.
Like that one chick on Facebook that put her like suicide note on Facebook. And then she died, but it was, like, completely unintelligible. Like, all the grammar was bad and messed up.
Well, it's good to know that she failed from birth to death.
You know what would be the best part about that? Is that the whole entire, like, if I was one of her friends, I would just correct her grammar in a comment section.
You just hit like.
Yep. No, so I'd be like, this is where you went wrong. This is how I would have addressed this. You spelled this wrong. Put a little exclamation point here to really prove your point. Drive your force, you know. Mm-hmm. Drive your point across.
Her family would be like, you horrible asshole. Yes. She's dead.
It's like, pro tip, if you're using Firefox, if you right-click the text area, you can click on spell check.
That's what I do after all my posts, or before all my posts. Because otherwise...
Or start your note with, whenever I write suicide notes,
yes,
I always be sure to spell check.
I don't always write suicide notes, but when I do.
But when I do.
I drink myself into a fervor, and then I use spell check.
Or you could always use Word, and then a little paperclip will come up and be like, it looks like you're writing a suicide note. Do you want any help?
See, this was supposed to be goodbye. I don't know how.
Where are we going?
Know how this happened. But I'm going to say goodnight and find my scissors because it's incredibly convenient. It's like a keychain scissor. It's really cool.
Awesome. Good night, awesome. Everyone.
Good night.
Yes. We see you guys next week.
Bye, nice scissors.